This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It doesn't appear to be terrorism, says the FBI, but we still don't know why a ship slammed into a bridge in Baltimore, Maryland this morning. The Francis Scott Key Bridge fell into the river below it, taking some cars with it.
We may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have.
Baltimore City Fire Chief James Wallace says 2 people were rescued, but they're still searching.
We have a large area that we have to search. This includes on the surface of the water, subsurface, as well as on the deck of the ship itself.
He was heard there on WJLA-TV. Authorities said a crew was working on the bridge at the time of the collapse. Not clear how many workmen. They also say sonar detected cars in the water, which is about 50 feet deep. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Key Bridge straddles the Patapsco River at the entrance to a busy harbor and leading to the Port of Baltimore, a major East Coast shipping hub. Maryland's transportation chief says all vessel traffic in and out of the port will be suspended until further notice.
Sagar Magani reporting. In other news, the sensitive subject of abortion is before the Supreme Court today. It's hearing arguments having to do with access to mifepristone, a widely used abortion pill. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This administration will continue to stand by FDA's independent approval and regulation of mifepristone as safe and effective. And we will continue to fight back against unprecedented attacks on women's freedom to make their own health decisions.
Abortion opponents want the justices to limit access to mifepristone. Someone in the subway in New York City was pushed onto the tracks last night and killed by a train. The man suspected of shoving the victim has been arrested. This is AP News. Now to the Wall Street Journal reporter jailed in Russia, the AP's Charles de Ledesma, with the latest on this story.
A Moscow court has ordered Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich to remain in jail on espionage charges until at least June 30. The 32-year-old U.S. citizen was arrested in late March 2023 while on a reporting trip and has spent nearly a year behind bars. Gershkovich and his employer have denied any allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. His arrest has rattled journalists in Russia, where authorities have not detailed what, if any, evidence they have to support the charges. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are teaming up in Raleigh, North Carolina, for an event focused on promoting their health care agenda. North Carolina is a battleground state. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.